Hello, I'm Angélique Lalonde on Gitsan Territory, and I'm the author of Glorious Frazzled Beings.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Angélique. I wanted to ask you what the experience was like going to the Scotiabank Giller Prize and being a finalist.
Sure, yeah. Being nominated was a phenomenal surprise. I mean, just making the long list was such a huge honor. And then to find out that I made the short list, a big mix of emotions, lots of big feelings about that. I mean, it's my first book, my first collection of stories. So it's just a lot of recognition there, and to be among the other authors on the shortlist that are all have quite a bit of accolades behind them, just felt like a pretty big deal. And also the judges are people I all admire and whose work is work that I resonate with. So just a huge honor all around. Also totally overwhelming. I haven't been out of BC and certainly not to a big city since the pandemic started. So to get on a plane and go to Toronto was a lot of just kind of trying to remember whether I still had any social skills at all. And the first few days were definitely overwhelming. But everyone was really, really so friendly and supportive, and just, I think, really excited to be together celebrating something, anything. And also everyone was in the same boat, feeling really awkward after the pandemic, not sure kind of how things would be. It was a room full of really glamorous people wearing beautiful clothes and celebrating books, and some of the most well-known authors in Canada were there. So at the same time felt really sort of enthusiastic and a little bit, well, definitely more than a bit intimidated.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder, how does your life in the north, or living in northern BC, how do you think that informs your writing style and the choices that you make for characters and the perspectives that you're able to take as an author?
Yeah, I mean, for me, a big, huge part of being where I am on Gitsan Territory is just having a deep, embedded relationship with the land. And a big part of that is I'm not Gitsan, so thinking all the time about what it means to be a settler on Indigenous territories and how we have a relationship with land, as a lot of people do here, that is based on a deep love and respect and admiration, while also being aware that we are here because of colonial forces and kind of privilege that has reach a lot of violence and continues to do so on Indigenous peoples. So how do we balance those relationships and that complexity in our lives is something I think about a lot, and something that my characters grapple with in their relationships with the land and with each other. And a lot of those relationships are played out in sort of different family relationships that, occupying different social positions and different identities, and how we kind of come to understand and be in relationship with each other, ourselves, and the more than human world when we have kind of these multiple things happening at the same time that aren't easily resolvable.
What's your process for getting into the into telling a story that isn't necessarily yours? I mean, I know that many authors use kernels of their lives and want to pull from reality, but there seems to be a bit of a neorealism to some of the stories, and as well with a tinge of mysticism. So how are you getting yourself into that mindset to find these characters' voices and still have them ring true for yourself and your reader?
I think that's just the way that I write. It's just my process. I mean, I think partially being an anthropologist is a way that I think about how we're all made by our social and cultural worlds, and how those things kind of shift in different contexts. And to me, my mother also does have an Indigenous background, although we don't know what that is right now. So it's not something that, like a position that I occupy very easily, but it's definitely informed my life experiences. And we were raised with that kind of awareness of the world around us being a magical place that was imbued with different kinds of beings, not all of them human. And I also think, I have little kids, and so many children's stories have that pairing of the magic and the real together without that separation. And I think when we teach our kids and we read to our kids and we teach them stories, like, we allow that place for magic. And for some reason, as we grow up, we sort of decide that that should go out of the way and that we should just like focus on the real. And I find it's a lot more fun and a lot more interesting when those things can coexist with each other, because whether we think we do or not, we all kind of have different ways of magical thinking in our lives, the ways that we sort of like try to anticipate what the future might look like, or if we make one decision and not another, and what might be influencing that decision. Those things are things I think that most of us, have a relationship with, whether we say it aloud or not. So I think characters are just more full and more interesting when we give place and voice for that. And story is such a perfect way to kind of do that, because those things can coexist with one another to have different things happen in the story.
Did you have a character that you enjoyed writing the most?
I mean, I loved writing the lady with the big head. She was pretty fun to write. Mrs. Handy as well was pretty fun to write. She kind of appears in two of the stories later in the book.
Do you have advice for young, let's even just say specifically Northern writers of fiction, either people who are getting started or they can't finish something that they've begun? What advice do you have for them, especially since this is your first book as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's process is so different. I've been writing for a long time. I've been writing since I was a kid, and writing poetry and different things in different regards and in different like modes. Like, I've written probably 4 books that I'd never tried to have published because I just didn't feel ready. And I don't know what that means exactly. I didn't take the route that a lot of writers take, which is to go to school for writing. I focused on other things in my academic life, but yet continued to do my creative writing on the side. And then at some point, actually when I moved to the North, I just felt like I wanted to sort of branch out. And then I just started looking up different journals and places to send my stories, and just started sending them out. And was fortunate enough that my first published story, Puka, ended up winning the Journey Prize. So I think that just kind of like got the ball rolling really, really more quickly than it sometimes can. But I think if you're compelled to write and it's something that you do, just keep at it. And I think another thing that was really helpful for me was just having a couple of friends here that I met with who also write, and sharing our stories and our poetry and the different things we were working on with each other. And then that kind of let me like develop a little bit more confidence to try to share more widely. I think it's always good to have conversations with other people who are writing as a way to just sort of gauge where you're at with your work and hopefully get helpful feedback from people who care about you and care about what you're doing. And I know that there are lots of writers in the North, so I think it probably isn't too hard to try to find those relationships somewhere.
So we're getting into kind of nesting season. What books would you suggest that people read this year? And they don't even have to be new books as well, but just books that you would really encourage someone who likes to read and really get into a story. What would you suggest for them?
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I can answer that off the bat, because I'm such an eclectic reader and I don't remember the things that I've just read like 5 minutes ago. One of my favorite writers that I can say is Lauren Groff. She's an American writer and lives in Florida. And I love her work. She just came out with a new book called Matrix that I haven't read yet, but she writes short stories as well as novels. And I think she's just one of the most phenomenal storytellers. So I can easily recommend her. And then there are just, I'm also really excited to read Katharina Vermette's The Strangers as a follow-up to her Break, that just won the Rogers Trust Prize. Those are kind of the two that just come off the bat, but I definitely, if I spent a little bit more time, I could come up with a better list. I love the winter for reading, and Dion Brand, I just ordered a couple of her books as well. So yeah, there's, I can't really answer that question in a coherent and thoughtful way.
No, that's all good. Well, I just wanted to say congratulations, and also thank you so much for speaking with us today, Angelique.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for the interest. And I was really happy to represent Northern BC out there in Toronto, and it was a good time.